Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, what's happening, everyone? Hope you enjoyed this show that's about to come up. Before we get to it, just want to give you all a heads up about Red Men Plus, the ultimate Liverpool streaming service. If you want more Liverpool content, both in video and podcast form, head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, and you'll get even more amazing Red Men content every single day. I promise you will not regret it. It's absolutely fantastic. Hope you enjoy this show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Starting 11 Prediction Show. I am live on YouTube. If you are joining me on Twitter right now, get over to youtube.com/TheRedMenTV for the Starting 11 Prediction Show for Liverpool versus Manchester United, Old Trafford, Monday night, Jurgen Klopp, Erik ten Hag, Liverpool, Manchester United, the biggest game in English football, bar none. So get over youtube.com/TheRedMenTV. I am here, as I always am, to try and predict Jurgen Klopp's starting 11. Don't hate me. I'm trying to predict what Jurgen is going to do. All right. Just save the hate for the player rating show when I actually give my opinions. So I'm going to start with the goalkeeper. And in goal, I think it's going to be one Mr. Alisson Becker, barring a muscle injury between now and Monday night. There you go. That's an alarm. I'll turn that bad boy off. Alisson Becker's going to start in goal. He's going to have to start in goal. Everything's falling on the floor around me. I'm just going to have to wing it. You know who else is going to be winging it later when he gets from that left-back position up to that left-wing position? One Mr. Andrew Robertson. He's going to be playing left-back for Liverpool in this side against Manchester United. I think Virgil van Dijk is going to make it a centre-half, and he's probably going to play with Joe Gomez. Joe obviously came on. Wasn't able to start, late fitness test and all that type of stuff before Crystal Palace. I like the look of Joe Gomez. Obviously, Nat Phillips started the game, looked good. Can we get back to that title-winning centre-back partnership, the one that started that season when we did win the title a couple of years ago? And then at right-back, it's none other than Mr. Trent Alexander-Arnold there. So that's probably as safe as it's going to be. I don't think there's going to be too much differences there. I don't think Kostas Tsimikas is going to start or anything like that. I'll get into some of the comments and stuff a little bit later, but Ravante FC says shimmy for me. I will do a little shimmy. Whee! Shimmy for you. And one Fabinho dad jokes galore here from 39-year-old Chris Pajak, father of two. Fabinho is going to probably play the base of the midfield. And listen, I don't think Fabinho started the season particularly well. He's one of those players who maybe needs a little bit of a run of games to be able to get into that sort of form and fitness and get everything firing. As far as the midfielders go, and I might change this before the end of the show, I've got a feeling James Milner might start, and I've got a feeling Jordan Henderson might start, and I can already hear the keyboards going, no, Naby Keita, Harvey Elliott, we need them to start in this game. We've got no creativity from the midfield, which I completely agree with, by the way. But I do think that it might be one of Harvey Elliott or Naby Keita in this game. Obviously, we saw the news last night, didn't we, that Naby looks maybe could be unhappy with how many minutes he's getting. But for me, when Naby's fit, he generally does kind of start, which is a bit mad. Maybe he's just unhappy because he's never actually fit often enough or as often as he wants. As far as the forwards go, I might change this a little bit later as well, but I've gone with Diaz, I've gone with Salah, and I've gone with Roberto Firmino, who is still 50-50, of course, but he did make training today, and Jordan Henderson wasn't pictured early on, and then was pictured in a necklace. So I have no idea what that means, but I've seen sprinters win the 100 metres Olympic finals in chains. So I imagine it means that you can probably train in football. I imagine it also means that he doesn't wear his necklace slash chain for the actual games. So obviously I'm going to put up some of the subs. I did have them in order, of some type of an order, but I don't anymore. So let's just run with it. Vandenberg, Carvalho, and I will discuss who I think should play. Adrian, Naby Keita, Harvey Elliott, there we go. Bajcetic, Kostas Tsimikas, Nat Phillips, and maybe somebody like a Bobby Clark or something like that. And we've obviously got new boards, and we don't have a Bobby Clark one, so I'm really sorry about that. But it is what it is, and we are where we are, and we're here to discuss Liverpool's side, and he won't be in Liverpool's side. He'll be on the substitute bench if he is to feature in any way, shape or form. So I do think it'll be one of Harvey Elliott and Naby Keita. Now, if there is a slight doubt about Jordan Henderson, maybe you go with Harvey Elliott over on this side, and you play the experience, the vice captain, who will, if Henderson's not available, will captain the club, will captain the team, I should say, in James Milner. Now that's a midfield. I mean, this is the midfield that I think everybody's screaming out for. This is the one that everybody wants to see, and we are lacking a little bit up front at the moment, aren't we? You know, we're struggling to score those opportunities that we are still creating, although maybe not at the same click as we were last season. So Naby Keita, I can totally understand it. You know, he's going to get forward, he's going to get long busting runs from the middle of the park. Maybe Salah can cut across back, or Trent Alexander-Arnold get down the field and whip one in for him. Obviously we saw a banger of a goal from Diaz, which really sort of lit his game up. I mean, I didn't think he played particularly well until he scored that goal, until Nunes got sent off, actually, maybe just before he scored that goal. And then once he'd scored that goal, man, he was unbelievable. Bobby Firmino for me is kind of the key here, though, to be honest with you. I think, you know, maybe a lot of people are talking about Carvalho and Harvey Elliott, and we'll run through some of them in a second, actually. So let's say one of those players starts. Maybe it's Jordan Henderson, maybe it's Naby Keita over on this side. We'll just do this as an example for now. Could you see something like Salah, if Bobby Firmino's not available, in there? Could you then see somebody like Harvey Elliott playing over on this right-hand side, potentially? The other option, of course, is maybe you move Diaz over here and you bring Carvalho in over here on that left-hand side as well, which is, again, something we saw. Look, Bright, that volley from the edge of the area looked pretty good the other day against Crystal Palace as well. She's definitely got something about him, hasn't he? So's Harvey Elliott, of course. I am going to sort of play it safe, and what I think Jürgen is going to do, and I do think that he's probably going to play Bobby Firmino. And one of the reasons that I think he should play Bobby Firmino, if Bobby Firmino is fit, and I do think he should play Bobby, is because that Manchester United have been struggling to play it out from the back, and he's our best presser from those centre forward positions. You know, Salah's good, Diaz understands it. Bobby Firmino wrote the book, and I think that he could cause major issues for somebody like a David De Gea, a Martinez, if he's to feature again, Lisandro Martinez for Manchester United. We know how poor on the ball Harry Maguire is already. Fran, good player, of course, doesn't seem to have that sort of telepathic understanding of what the other centre-half's going to do, because I don't think anybody stood next to Harry Maguire is going to guess exactly what he is going to do, because, you know, he makes stuff up on the spot. But other than that, I mean, it is really difficult. You know what I wouldn't mind seeing? Jordan Henderson in the base. I'm not saying this is exactly what I would do, but, you know, something like that, while Fabinho's maybe not into the form that he is in, maybe you could see a Jordan Henderson in there instead. I do think you need a little bit of experience in Manchester United away. And that's why I'd be slightly concerned about playing maybe Elliott and Carvalho in the same team. I don't think that's going to happen. I do feel like if he can play the captain in this one, he probably will play the captain, and it's then between Naby Keita and Harvey Elliott for this. So I'm going to throw that on there for now. As I say, I do think that Jürgen might just go with a little bit of James Milner in the middle of the park. And James Milner in the middle of the park, that you go, yeah, that experience, maybe you can bring somebody like a Harvey Elliott in there as well, which would be quite interesting. But I'm going to put that side back on now. I'm going to get into some of the comments and stuff now that everybody is saying. Gary Morgan says, I say Harvey Elliott on the right and Mo Salah down the middle. How about that? Yeah, just looked at that one, didn't I, a minute ago. Diaz down the middle and maybe Carvalho on the left, says Jay Waters. Not really seen much of Diaz down the middle. Let's have a look at... Now, one of the things here, why maybe... I I don't think it would be this way around. It's just because of how new he is. I think if you're going to play one of the new young lads, then you may be potentially playing Elliot over him, because probably in the pecking order, Harvey Elliott's above Carvalho, if that makes sense. So although I like it, I'm not 100% sure about Diaz in the middle anyway. I'd much rather move Salah into the middle because he's a known quantity for me. And I think Elliott's probably just a step ahead of Carvalho in the squad at the moment. So we'll move that back to where we had it originally. We'll get back into the comments. Pritam Day says, Chris saying back five, Fab, Hendo, Elliott, Diaz, Bobby, Salah, Fab, Hendo, Elliott. Now, where do you play Elliott and Hendo? I mean, does Hendo move to this side because he's a more experienced player? He's able to do that a little bit more? Or are you wanting to see a little bit more of a sort of asymmetrical three in the middle with Harvey Elliott joining the attack a little bit more, Henderson sort of playing a bit more of a two? Don't really like Jordan on that left-hand side, to be honest, and I'm not really sure Harvey's played loads on that left-hand side either, which is the only thing that makes me think, maybe, maybe not, type of thing there. So I'm going to move that back to where it was originally. We'll get back into some of those comments. Oh, these boards are lovely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jay Spearing on the bench, Michael McGuinness. Oh, you might be right. But I do think we need some kind of a forward there, maybe. 4-2-3-1, Elliot in the 10, says Golf. Well, we just kind of looked at that. Elliot Bagshaw, Chris, do you not think we should play Carvalho central if he does play central for Fulham, just a little bit deeper? That's an option, isn't it, I suppose? Quite a few people have sort of said that to me this week, and maybe just sort of play on the fact that Diaz and Salah are going to be our two main guys. But again, if you can play Bobby Firmino, for me you do, because of his pressing and how good he is at it. So it's all interesting. Elliot has to play for me. Was so good against Palace's Levi. Niall B, fab start. I'm hoping Klopp has given him a kick up the arse. Mate, everybody needed a kick up the arse. They needed a kick up the arse the other day, didn't they? And that kick up the arse ended up being Nunes getting sent off. Chris Rees just says, hopefully no Firmino. Woof. Sly. I say Harvey on the right, Mo Salah down the middle. Yeah, we've done that one. Apologies. Klopp better smash United. Don't care for the lineup. Want to see Man United in tears. Come on, Liverpool, says Paulie. And Chris Cather says, says such a poor bench. And we've not even got the ninth one on there, to be honest with you. Obviously, we've got Ramsey, we've got Konate, we've got Chamberlain, Thiago, Kelleher, Jones, Jota, Matip, and Nunes all unavailable for this game. I think there's 10 people out, 9 injuries at the moment, which is just insane. So let's hope that the captain is available, because, you know, even if you don't think the captain should be starting in this game, we could really do with the captain on the bench. So we are severely depleted at the moment. Let's just thank the Lord and Saviour AC Milan's Divock Origi that we are playing bottom of the Premier League on Monday night. It is going to be a huge game. They've got all kinds going on around the club at the moment, haven't they? Looks like this Jim Ratcliffe, owner of Ineos, might be heading up a consortium to buy Manchester United. There's going to be some kind of stuff going around the ground at 7 o'clock. I believe some kind of protest marches and stuff. So promises to be a bit of a mad one again. Which we've tended to see over the last year or so when we've gone to Manchester United. You know, I'm sure the, as we've mentioned before, I'm sure the Norwich Club Shop have done very well on scarf sales this week. Thank you for joining me. That has been the Starting 11 Prediction Show. Remember, it's just what I think Klopp is going to do. So don't hate the player, hate the game. Thanks very much. I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Thank you for tuning in. If you want more Redmen TV content in your life, head over to redmenplus.com and sign up now. You can get access to a whole host of other content, including interviews, documentaries, pre- and post-match content. As well, if you join as a club legend, you will also get perks such as free merch, discount on merch, tickets to live shows, and much, much more. Head over to Redmen Plus now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.